Jeff mentioned an encouragement to go and speak to people. And personal situations sometimes very discouraging. The road construction, few days of the summer at the flag, it turns into a pretty boring job, so you start speaking to strangers a lot. And during this time, I thought one day, why not speak to them about the Bible, about God, about truth? And you see it, maybe 10 people, you mention the first word that is mentioned in the Bible, and they shut down. There's not a word more that you can say to them, they won't listen. But for the one person that does listen, what an encouragement it is. So an encouragement to us that some may have a hard time going and speaking to strangers, but an encouragement that sometimes it's just that one person. Maybe you'll get shut down, 100 people will shut you down, but that one person that listens to you can make the difference for them. Their whole life can be changed. So an encouragement for us for that. And another short encouragement, we read in John 1, in verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. See that often also in the world. People don't understand how you can, how they ask you, why the Bible? How is it true? Where do you get your facts from? How do you know? And sometimes hard questions to answer. People can be very tricky in the way they word their questions to make you come to a point where you honestly have to tell them you have no answer for now, but that you'd look into an answer. And one very strong encouragement I've always had is Psalm 23. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou astonishest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I look at this and look at verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and I think of people always saying the grass is greener on the other side. People always wanting to go look at a new part of the world that's more exciting, more a new thrill in life, where it will be greener grass. Well, the Lord is the only one that will bring you to the green grass of this, that will bring you to peace, to rest in the only good parts of this world is when you are with Him. And another one, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. We can really see it in our personal lives. Most of us have probably already seen it many times. I sure have. That when we're in loss of hope and we really think that there's nothing that can save us and we really have to turn to the Lord, well, that's when we realize how true this verse is and how much of an encouragement it is that He never abandoned us. There was a mug left at my best friend's place. I went to visit her once when I wasn't doing too well. And she served me coffee, and without even thinking, she had thought about it. But I had never even thought about it until I was done my coffee and we were done talking, and I looked at the mug, and there were footsteps in the sand. There's first two sets of footprints, then one set of footprints. And on the mug it said, probably not exactly in these words, but the man was speaking to God saying, look at this map of my life. Right here you're standing with me. This is when times got hard. why were you not standing with me? Mm. And the Lord says to him, man, I didn't leave you. I was carrying you. Mm. Let that be an encouragement to us. Mm. Even at our lowest point, if we think that we're completely alone, the Lord is actually carrying us. We would never make it a day without him. Mm. It's not humanly possible.
Amen.